Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. I wanted to tell you all about a time-sensitive event coming up the 2nd of August in Hickory, North Carolina. The Breaking Darkness Music Festival returns for their second annual event to benefit Christian outreach ministries in the area. The tickets are almost sold out, so we don't want you to miss this. Seth Olson, who's the festival organizer and the guitarist for one of the bands, Counter, is our guest today. I wanted him to have an opportunity to tell you all about the festival, the artists, the outreaches that would be part of this event, and more. So let's go. So Seth, how did this event come about?
I started this event last year. And actually, the reason this event started was I was originally having conversations with Tricord, with the Kids and Undecided, you know that band?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, oh, we might be in your area next summer, and maybe we could do a show. And my band I'm in is called Counter. And my band, like a lot of bands, is we don't typically play Christian events like this. We play just regular local bars in the region and things like that. All kinds of different local bands and national bands. Sometimes we open for bigger national bands. Anyway, so I was talking to them, and then as the more as I talked about it with those bands and talked about maybe just having them meet me up here at some music venue or bar or whatever, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, no, I don't want to do something little. I want to do something really big. Then I started learning more about these big shows out in New England and out in the Midwest, like the one you were just at. Like, how come there's nothing like that in the Southeast?
That's what I've been asking for years.
So I was like, okay, well then maybe I should create something. So then what happened was, as I was doing it, I was talking more with Maine, with Tricord, and I said, you know, I'd really like to have a big band. I was learning more about all those different bands and who were the bigger bands. I said, I'd like to have a band like Seventh Day Slumber, somebody like that. And he goes, well, I've got the phone number right here for Seventh Day Slumber. Why don't you just give them a call? And I didn't. They didn't know me. I didn't know them. And I said, okay. So I called them and told them what I was trying to do. And they're like, yeah, let's make it work. And we worked out a price for them to come over and be part of the first show. And then I was really inspired as I told more people about what I was trying to do, is I wanted to actually raise money for Christian outreach with the concert. That's what I wanted to do with it, to reach the folks who are in need like that. And as I learned about organizations in my area from my boss and from other people in the area, then I reached out to them and I said, hey, you know, what can we do for you? And learn more about what their goals are and their missions were. And so that's what I did. And so basically the idea was, I'm going to take all the ticket revenue from these shows and I'm going to give it to the charities. And then in order to actually put on the show, I'm just going to ask for donations. So ours is maybe a little different than others. I don't really know exactly how the others are set up. So that's the way it works. So people are buying a ticket and they're coming to the show, and I tried to make that really affordable. So our tickets are only $15, including all fees. And then all that ticket revenue is going to be given out to the, in this case, three charities that we're involved with for this year. And so that's how we're doing it. And then if there's any additional donation money that is beyond what we need, then I'll use a good portion of that extra to give to the charities as well.
Awesome. What are the names of the charities that you're sponsoring with this event?
So there's three charities here. There's Bethel Colony of Mercy, which is up in Lenore, like in the area I'm in is Hickory, Lenore, Morganton area. And then there is Safe Harbor, which is located in Hickory. And then the third one is called Recovery NC, which is kind of a newer organization helping folks with addiction recovery. And then the cool way we have it set up is that Recovery NC for this year is my partner nonprofit. So all three of these are 501Cs. But so the partner nonprofit, the reason I have that is that when I wanted to go around and ask people if they wanted to donate, I didn't want them to give me money. And I don't have a nonprofit. And it was expensive to create one. So I said, well, why don't you partner with me? And then they can write a check to you. And then they keep a separate ledger on their books of all the donations for the concert.
And amazing.
Yep. And then we're also planning to do a special event t-shirt that will have the band's names on it.
Nice.
And so any of the profits from that will also go to the charities.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a great event.
So tell us again the name of it.
And where it is and when it is. Give us that rundown.
Yeah, so this is the Breaking Darkness Music Festival. That's the name of the event. The easiest way to get information and tickets is to go to breakingdarkness.com. And it has all the bands listed on there. It also has a link button on the top of the page there, which takes you to the ticket website. It's a yellow button. And then there's another little button that says directions to the Hickory Premiere. That's the name of the venue where it's located. The date is August 2nd. And the doors are going to open at 1 o'clock. And it's going to be a full day event. So there's 9 bands playing, counting Disciple, who is the headliner, as well as we're actually going to have a host that's a local Christian MC rap artist named Billy James. And he's actually going to talk between each band and introduce each band and do a little spoken word type stuff. And
so you're doing this inside. This is not an outdoor
this
event.
This is not an outdoor event. So some, I know a lot of those are, that like the one you just went to. This is an indoor event. So rain or shine, it won't make a difference. And of course, you have air conditioning, which is really nice. And this is a pretty large open room venue that holds basically about 600-700 people. And with a big, large stage at one end. So there'll only be one stage. And so we're just going to go from one band to the next. Each band's going to basically play about 30 minutes with a 15-minute changeover. And then Ignescent and Disciple will have a little bit longer sets, of course.
Okay. This is going to be really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're headed in that direction right now. So my dream outcome is that we completely sell out the event, and so that the event more wider known. And just can basically go wherever the Lord wants it to go. That's the way I look at it. People ask me that sometimes, like, hey, where's this going to go? I'm like, I don't know. Wherever the Lord wants it to go is where it's going to go. And so we're on our way with that right now. I mean, because the venue, you know, has a set limit of people, and we're pretty much over 50% sold through on tickets already, probably close to 60%. I'm waiting to get the final number from the venue manager tonight of what tickets have been sold.
I think it's pretty safe to say you'll probably sell out, I think.
Yeah, I would say it's very, very, very likely.
Save me a ticket.
Yeah. Yes, no. You got to buy one. You got to buy one.
I know. I'll absolutely buy one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially for how big of an event this is and the names of these bands, I think it's really affordable what we're doing. And so it's $15, including all fees, so credit card fees and all that kind of stuff, is included in the $15 price. Plus, we actually have a 4-pack discount, which I think takes it close to like $10 each or something like that for it. So we've sold quite a few of those as well. We've probably sold 10 or 20 of those 4-packs.
That'd be great for a family.
Yeah, so it's really great. And then this is a completely family event. This is at a live music venue that, you know, normally has all different types of rock bands and tribute bands and that kind of thing. And it is a bar and all that kind of stuff. However, for this show, there will be no alcoholic drinks sold or on display or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about that kind of thing. We're also going to have 3 food trucks on site all day long. So you'll be able to just eat right there. Like, there'll be really nice quality food that you'll be able to get. Carolina Smoke is one of the places, so we're going to have barbecue. Ooh. And then we're working out the exact other food trucks that will be there. It's just going to be a great kind of venue. And then, like, the way the venue's set up, there isn't really the way the bands will be is pretty much all out in the open with everybody coming to the show, and they'll be having their merch tables and things like that. And so lots of opportunities to interact with all the bands during the show.
Now, I noticed that there is a theme running through your list of artists, that a lot of them are from the Carolinas and that area.
Yep.
I see some new names for me.
Can we just briefly go over some of these artists that people might not know, like Jennifer Alvarado, that's the opener?
Yeah, so that one's definitely a little different.
A bit of an outlier.
Yeah, a little outlier there. So you definitely can't say all the show is rock and metal. But yeah, so Jennifer Alvarado is a singer-songwriter from Hickory. And she is, you know, completely aligned with what this event is about, which was really important to me. She's also really talented artist, and it's going to, I think, be helpful in bringing, you know, a fair amount of local people into it who may not be as familiar with some of the other bands. But yeah, she's going to kick it off with definitely, I would call it more like indie pop type stuff you might hear from her stuff. Mostly, I think she's going to might have a couple of accompanying musicians, but mostly by herself with tracks and things like that. And so that will be the, you know, kind of slowly easing into it, I guess you could say.
All right. Yeah, don't want to scare people right out the gate.
Yeah. So this is pretty much the order in the website, starting at the bottom, is kind of like how it starts and goes like that.
Yeah. So Tricord's next. And a lot of people are familiar with Tricord.
Yeah.
So that's a new metal, alternative rock, South Georgia. Igniting the Sky, aggressive rock. I don't know them yet.
So Igniting the Sky, you might be familiar with Westminster Effects Company, which is the company that makes the signature effect pedal for Seth Morrison with Skillet.
Okay.
And so the guy who leads that band is Cody, and he owns that Westminster Effects Company. And so basically they played a lot over the years. They've been around for a long time with different lineup changes. And then I just kind of discovered them when I was getting my band going, and we did some shows at the Upper Room and stuff like that. But anyway, they have a really powerful sound. I would say it's kind of like alt rock with a little taste of metalcore kind of thrown in. It's kind of like I would describe it. But it's really incredible. It sounds really good. And he sings, and his wife plays guitar.
Nice. How about Saving Darkness? That's also metalcore.
Oh, yeah. Saving Darkness is definitely... I would put them down as probably the second heaviest band in this show. So they're full on metalcore, pretty hard vibe like that.
And then Counter, that's your group.
Yeah, so that's our band, and so I kind of call our band Sugarcore because we do not do any typical metalcore stuff as far as the vocally. Like, we do not do any screaming or anything like that. And my wife Amy is the singer, and I would describe our vocal stylistic things is more like pop. So almost like taking a pop vocal and putting a metal guitar behind it, metal or metalcore guitar behind it. So that's kind of like where I come up with that kind of vibe.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, now I'm going to guess that Cleansing of the Temple is going to be your heaviest, right?
Oh, yeah. Cleansing of the Temple is beyond, I don't know if you've heard them or not, but they're super, super heavy. And so I had known about them for a little bit. I didn't really know them too well personally or anything like that, but over the time of getting this together and going through the lineup, and I've actually been working a lot with the guys in Saving Darkness to kind of go through picking out some of the other bands to put in this, and they enthusiastically recommended I put them in the show. And then I talked with Gavin more about it. He's the lead singer and the leader of that band, and he was like, I'm 100% down with what you guys are doing. And so I said, okay, great. You know, a good example is our drummer, Eli. He's pretty young. He's like 19, 20, and he just loves that style.
Yeah.
And he was like, I think you're going to get a lot of people come to this who might not, who are into that kind of thing. So I said, okay, let's do it. And so they are the heaviest band on there. And then Set for the Fall is kind of like Saving Darkness. I'd say they're a little bit more melodic in their stuff. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, I go way back with Set for the Fall.
They were actually at KCF just this last
week. Yep. I saw a little bit of that. I didn't see all the video and stuff yet, but I saw that they played. Yeah. So yeah. I actually tried to get them when I first put the lineup together, and they weren't so sure about their schedule. And then later they came back to me and said, we really want to be in it. And so I had to shift a little bit of stuff around, but I was like, if there's any way I can get them in, I want them in this show. So that's why they were kind of added later.
Nice.
So Set for the Fall is also a Carolina band. It's got a little southern sound to their heavy melodic rock.
Yep.
So after them, you have Egnescent as direct support.
Heavy rock, female fronted. She's amazing.
Yep. Yeah, they're one of my influences, you know.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I've talked to Jennifer about it. She has been really supportive of what we're doing and really helped, you know, make something where I could work with her to be sure they were in it and that kind of thing. We're excited about that.
Nice.
And of course, your headliner. Do we really need to even introduce Disciple?
It's funny. You know, some people, they're like, oh yeah, Disciple. But I know some people, they just don't follow all that stuff. And But yeah, I mean, they're just legends.
They are. And of course, I'm sure the Rebel Society will show up in full force.
You know, because I just kind of got my band going in the last few years, so I have not really know, you know, a long, long history like maybe like some other people do. You know, I talked to Jimmy and Glenn and learned a lot more stuff from them about a lot of these different bands. But I mean, once I started hearing them, I was like, these guys are incredible. And I think some of their new stuff they've just done is some of the best stuff I've ever heard.
Yeah. Always doing something new.
Just stay fresh, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, they're
very responsive with their fans, and it's really kind of fostered a family atmosphere.
Yeah. And like I was trying to tell some people who aren't as much into, you know, a lot of this kind of stuff is, you know, they're like, so who's Disciple? I was like, the way I was putting it was, I think they're pretty much the biggest Christian rock band like this that's outside of Skillet. It's probably the more famous, but other than that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're consistent.
Yeah.
And they have great outreach. So, yeah. Well, this is a really great lineup you've pulled together here.
Yeah, I'm super proud about it. I'm really excited. I think the Lord's going to really do a lot with this. You know, like I tell people, there's kind of two parts to what we're trying to do with this event. The one part is to raise awareness and raise revenue for these Christian outreach groups. And the other part is where I'm really trying to get a lot of churches involved and other people involved. And the reason is so that you can invite people to come to this that you've invited to church and church functions, and they just turn you down. And they just, it's not for me. That's a bunch of hypocrites. That's a bunch of, you know, people have burned me and things like that. And to me, if you can tell that person, hey, you know, then just come to this concert. You know, it's not at a church. It's not being put on by a church. And just come out and hear some great music. And when they come and hear, you know, Jennifer and Kevin talk, I just think that their hearts are going to be opened. They're going to hear it a different way. It's not going to be like a way a pastor would talk to you. It's going to be like a person trying to save your life. And, you know, and that's what happened last year with Seventh Day Slumber. We had people respond to Joseph.
Amen. Okay, there's some practical things we might need to talk about. I know Hickory's not the biggest city. A lot of people are going to be spending the night. What do you have in the way of accommodations near the venue?
Yes, so I actually do have that set up. I'm getting ready to post that on the website. We do have a partner hotel. There's several hotels in the area that, you know, you could look up on Google and that kind of stuff too. But we do have a partnership hotel. I'm going to post up a link that'll be on the website. But basically, it's with the Holiday Inn Express. They're in Hickory, and they're giving like about 15 or 20% off the room rate. So they actually have an allocation of rooms for people coming to the Breaking Darkness Festival. I'll put a phone number on there where you can call and say, hey, I want to get rooms, and I'm coming for the Breaking Darkness Festival. That's all you have to say. They'll give you the discount. And then I'll also have a link on there. And if you go to the link online, it'll pull up the hotel rooms at the discount rate.
Okay. So we have a place to stay. We have food on site. It sounds like you've got it covered.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a lot of places to stay, you know, but that one is just giving us a little bit of a discount.
Y'all were on the edge of all the flooding that happened last year. How is the recovery going in that area?
Yeah, as far as the storm and stuff like that, this area was more, yeah, on the far eastern edge of that. Mm-hmm. So we did have some flooding, especially in town. I lived in Morganton. They had some really bad flooding in certain areas along the riverfront. But a lot of that's all been recovered now. There was definitely some neighborhoods that were really, really bad. Where I happened to live, it wasn't as bad. But definitely, and then as you kept going east, which would be Hickory, and on east that way, there really was not much damage there from the storm.
It's such a beautiful area.
We stayed in that area a lot, Asheville and stuff, and in Black Mountain, and it just broke my heart to see all that.
Yeah, and the event when we had it last year was right before all that happened, like maybe 3 weeks before it happened, because we had it on August 24th last year.
Wow.
Maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, something like that, September.
Oof.
As we wrap up, is there anything that I haven't talked about we need to talk about?
I mean, I think the thing that people should definitely need to know is that tickets are selling pretty quickly here, and that if they are considering coming to this show, they definitely do not want to hesitate.
Exactly.
You expect it to sell out, and then they will not be able to get in. The other great thing is that this is inside. It's in air conditioning, which is really nice. It's going to be a great chance to meet all the bands. We will have representatives there from the charities, so you can meet them. We are doing special giveaways. When everyone comes in, we're gonna have like greeters there, and we're really excited about that. You know, the one thing I was thinking about with this event, and as I was putting it on and thinking about last year, you know, there's a time to pray for things, but there's also a moment to move. And, you know, and I kind of got a lot of that inspiration from other people, you know, as I was putting this together, and especially mm-hmm. Pastor Greg Laurie, you know, and so I've kind of like paraphrased some of what he says, and that we want to be an unexpected event to reach unexpected people in an unexpected place.
Amen. And
that's what's going to happen with what we're doing.
Absolutely.
I always say, people, you know, what are you doing with the gifts God gave you?
I learned a long time ago when you had the thought, somebody needs to do that. It's you.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And then like, you know, like when I was getting this going, and even when I talked to my wife like last year, and she asked about this year too, you know, last year, my upfront fundraising goal was about $6,500 to put on. And we only had four bands last year. And so she's like, how are you going to raise $6,500? I said, I'm not going to do it. The Lord's going to do it. And when I went to the first few people to tell them about what it was about, that I was, hey, I was thinking about doing this event, and I want to raise money. I want to do it with all these Christian bands. And I said, I need this, you know, $6,500 or, you know, $7,000. The first person I went to said, well, now I'm going to give you $1,000. So now you only need, you know, $5,000. And so I just kept going from one person to the next.
That is amazing.
And so we'll see where it goes. You know, I don't want to put any limits on anything. You know, I just want to see wherever this can lead. But yeah, I'm open to all kinds of things, you know, and come together. You know, I just would like to be a really place for, you know, people to re-energize, get charged up.
Yeah. Last words.
Yeah. And then also one other thing I was going to mention is that if there's folks who want to donate to help us with the upfront call, you know, we're about 1800 short of where we're trying to be. And so there is a button right on the website for people to donate if they like to be part of that. And we welcome any kind of contribution that way.
Okay. If y'all didn't have a way to write down some of this important information, go to solidrockradio.org. Look for the blog page for Breaking Darkness Music Festival. It would be on the Backstage with Mothership tab. And all of the links will be there, as well as a show flyer with a list of all the bands. Thank you so much, Seth, and I'll see you there.
Yeah, thanks so much, Cindy.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great music. And don't forget to check out my blog page on the Solid Rock Radio website for my guests' official social media links. And hey, did you know you can listen to all Backstage with Mothership interviews on your phone through the Solid Rock Radio app or on all major podcast platforms? Back episodes are also available on YouTube and TikTok. Have a wonderful week, and let's be kind to one another.